For this 250th anniversary of the United States, pianist Laura Downs is sending audio postcards from the road as she explores our nation's history through song. On her latest stop, Downs was in Philadelphia to speak with scholar Amani Perry. They talked about the role of grace in American history through one familiar song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
John Newton, an English clergyman, poet, slave trader, and eventual abolitionist.
Mm-hmm.
He writes this song in the early 1770s.
Yes.
And it's kind of never gone away.
Yeah, it's remarkably resilient.
I want what
there are, I think, over 3,000 recordings of this song in the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every time I hear it, I do ask myself, what is this thing called grace?
Grace is that unearned gift, right? Something divine within that you are born with. And there's sort of a story that the lyrics are a direct response to Newton's experience of being horrified while working aboard a slave ship. So I think we can read in the song this sense of encountering the lowest point of devastation and still having a sense of the divine and possibility, and maybe why the song has a particular power in the U.S. context, this place that's made of dreams and also their deferrals.
Was blind, but now I see.
Grace as forgiveness and redemption, but also this second chances thing.
We don't often think about the fact that the first several generations of enslaved people in this country hadn't necessarily adopted Christianity. And so it makes sense that then in the early 19th century, this song would begin to move into the Black community as Christianity did. It really emphasized the vision of freedom. And so the song, just being a song that comes from the heart and mind of someone who's becoming an abolitionist, it becomes a song that can speak to the descendants of those who were in the hold of the ship.
For me, I'm not a religious person. I define faith as belief in my fellow humans, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this song speaks so clearly to that. It's open to interpretation, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I think that's part of what's so wonderful about all of the varying musical interpretations of it.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.
This project started, you know, as a reflection on this 250th anniversary of the country. So quickly, I understood that this was not nearly as much about the past as it is about the future.
Right? Yeah.
And that history is built on the future.
Yes.
Because everybody who's ever been a first-generation American, that is what they believed in.
Mm-hmm. My favorite version is Aretha Franklin's 1972. Yes. And without question, that moment was about the future, even though she was drawing on tradition in order to sort of propel her voice into what was coming.
I think Amazing Grace is really one of the clearest examples of this song that means so many different things to so many people, gets passed around, doesn't stay property of anybody.
The way that this particular song is available to Americans is a tradition.
Yes.
I think there's something really meaningful about trying to find the kind of resonance with each person who's sitting across from you. And that does not mean agreement necessarily on anything, but there is value in trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you actually have to leave open possibility.
Yes, always.
Laura Downs is a pianist collecting conversation across the country in America's 250th year.